place, a town called Barnaul, B-A-R-N-A-U-L, in Russia. We've moved north through Kazakhstan, across the border from Kazakhstan, from a town called Semey, which is, I think it's S-E-M-E-Y. Now, we stayed in that town, and as we're riding into it, you're going across a desert, and it's really strange sort of undulations and mounds of dirt everywhere. Now, that town is where Russia set off something like 500 atomic devices.
Wow. Wow.
So it's a testing ground for them.
I'm sorry, Jane, I didn't quite get that.
Oh, sorry. We're going to have trouble with the line, but delayed. It was a testing ground for the Russians, was it?
Yes. It was a testing ground like the Americans used in the middle of America. Russia used this little part of Kazakhstan just south of the now Russian border for testing. But we didn't see any genetic babies or anything like that, so there's a lot of people live there. And we didn't stay too long, but just enough time to get ourselves ready to cross the border into Russia. When we got into Barnaul, we went...
Brian, I've just checked the map. You have created... You've covered a huge distance in the last week. How many Ks have you travelled?
Oh, yes, we have. We've travelled quite a bit, nearly 2,000 kilometres, Darren, and over some really, really rough roads. And we're now staying in a hotel where a lot of motorcycle travellers in this part of the world go to. And let me tell you, there's broken bikes everywhere. The roads are so rough. People have come across from Mongolia. We had a guy have his gearbox rebuilt out on the street today. Another one had his gearbox and drive shafts rebuilt. We've had all sorts of things go wrong. But not for us. We've just plodded along nice and steadily and made it into Barnaul, and we're almost ready to take on the next part of the trip. And this is the first time since we've left Finland that we had rain yesterday, and we're told that the rain is coming and winter's coming quickly, and we've now got to really consider pushing a little further north and head across towards Lake Baikal and in Siberia, and really think about whether we have time to drop down into Mongolia.
Brian,
it is starting to get cold.
Brian, what kind of vegetation are you going through as you're travelling along? I know you're concentrating on the rough roads, but what sort of, are there trees or silver birches, or is it all grassland, steppes, or what?
Yeah, well, no, when we crossed from Kazakhstan, it was really quite arid and barren, I must say. There were some crops growing around near some water sources, but very, very flat and barren. We crossed into Russia, and the topography changes quite a bit. There's quite a lot of market gardens and farms, still quite flat, but as we're heading into the Altai Mountains, it's now starting to get quite undulating. Not so much in the way of natural tree life, more farmlands, open grasslands now. The food has improved dramatically because we seem to be getting better meat quality, better hygiene perhaps in the way that things are being treated as we've moved further north, Jane. So that gives you a rough idea of what it's like here. This is quite an established town where we are now. And as I was saying, we've got international travellers around us. We've got a Spanish guy, a guy from Israel, two Australians that we've met up with, and a Kiwi. So we're all going out to explore the big city today.
Is it safe?
Yes, I've got to say, Russian people are very reserved people, but we went into a little supermarket and they all looked at us and all looked at our motorcycles out the front, and someone was game enough to try and converse with us in our very, very bad Russian. And next thing, it's all smiles and jokes and what are you looking for? Do you want red meat? Do you want this? Do you want that? Fresh bread was being baked, and we were shown around the supermarket. So people are very friendly, and they're just a little bit more reserved. When we were further south in Tajikistan and places like that, people are very, very friendly, and they want to touch you, they want to sit on the motorbike, the kids want to run around and high-five you and all that sort of stuff. No, it's a little bit more reserved in this part of the world.
Just to finish up, how's your calf muscle and where will you head this week?
Thanks, Darren. Yeah, my health is getting a lot better. My legs are a lot stronger now. And what we will do, we will head further north. We've got some big, hard riding in front of us now. And we've, and as you can imagine, the paperwork to start preparing to get ourselves at the motorcycle back home is mountainous. And we're starting that process now. So we're probably nearly a month out from there, but we've got to start that process. So we're heading slowly but surely east.
Yeah.
And if we've got time and the weather's with us, we will drop down into Mongolia from Ulan Ude. If you're looking at your map, you'll see a lake, Lake Baikal.
Yeah, I see it.
The largest inland water course in the world.
Massive.
And we will drop down from there into Mongolia. If we've got the time and the weather's with us. If not, we'll just keep heading east.
Stay upright, Brian. Stunning. In 7 days' time, we'll talk to you again, and you may be near the border of Russia and Mongolia.
That's right, Darren. And, yes, we're really looking forward to getting home to seeing you and perhaps sharing an ale or two and a nice steak.
Good on you. Lovely.
Brian Ricks on his BMW with Shirley Hardy Ricks, former head of the Homicide Squad, at 12 to 9.
G'day, Tom Elliott here. All this week we've been giving away $1,000 a day thanks to the Herald Sun's new Business Daily. How does that make you feel?
Ah,